Welcome to Almost D&D, the tabletop role-playing podcast where three of my best friends hang out in my basement and attempt to play Dungeons & Dragons. Most of the time, I am your host and Dungeon Master, Devin Allard. Rotating clockwise around this large and egregiously sized table, we have...
I'm Rob as Zorob.
I'm Chris as Krugel.
I'm Jeff as Rathos.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Are your dice rolls getting you down? Are you breaking loot strings during an epic solo? Maybe it's time to try something different and get some dice from Canadian Dice. Go to CanadianDice.ca and activate the promo code ALMOSTDND and get 15% off your next purchase.
Hey, it's Devin, and I'd like to take a moment to talk about Chaotic Studios, a sponsor for 3D printed figures here at Almost D&D. Chaotic Studios provides us with D&D-themed miniatures used on the show, and they are incredible. The detail and finish are bar none. Monsters, elves, goblins, and more can be found by going to chaoticstudios.ca. While you're there, enter the promo code ALMOSTDND to get 15% off your next purchase. That's chaoticstudios.ca for all your tabletop miniature needs. So we last left off. Our three brave and wise heroes had just caused one heck of a ruckus in the Domitian Grand Library, if I do say so myself. They attempted to gain an interaction with Nordav Genuelin, which she coldly stonewalled our heroes, directing them to Letizia's attention, going into the bottom of into the belly of the catacombs, or the
restricted section.
The restricted section of the library. Yeah, perfect. They ended up causing quite the scene down there. So they had gotten to the bottom of the library, and Letizia had told Nordav Genuelin that, yes, in fact, there are 9 people in the bottom of the library that should not be there. Guards were dispatched, but Rathos came out on top with his massive intimidation check.
Glad you said intimidation check.
So now we pick up with our 3 heroes, their 6 draconic companions in human form, Nordav Genuelin and her father in Nordav's office with 8 guards standing outside. The door is closed. The floor is yours.
Yeah, the first thing I want to do is politely ask Nordav if she will go and sit behind her desk, please. Away from the door. We'll be in between the door and your...
Just get off my father, please. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure, that seems fair. I'm not going to let him go, but I am going to remove the sword from his throat.
So he's going to rub his throat a bit.
You okay?
Have that been better?
Yeah, that's
it's
fair.
It's a bit
that's,
old to I'm, be laying on a hardwood floor.
I understand. It's the back, right?
It is the back. And she just... Enough! And she just walks and... She just sits on her chair. What? What? What are you here for? Hold what on. Do you three want?
No need to be rude.
You were holding a sword to my elderly father's throat.
Well, I'm not anymore. I'm Rathos, by the way. Pleasure to meet you.
Rathos. The name's Smith. Smithy. But my friends call me Smithy. I want you to call me Smithy.
I will.
I cast friends.
You don't need to.
Oh, man. I'm going to shake his hand. It's a pleasure to meet you. Sorry about this confusion. We really just want to chat. We didn't have a great experience last time we were here. We'd like to lodge a complaint with the library. I'm just kidding. It's a little bigger than that.
I thought, I swear Jenny does such a great job.
She
I'm just
does,
so proud
she?
Of her. She's just, she has her head, her face in her hands, like just.
So do
Dad,
I.
You're embarrassing me. Right? I'm just so proud of that young woman. She's just accomplished so much in her lifetime. And
it's a real man's world, too. And the fact that she's gotten all the way to the top of the library.
She has.
It's impressive. So
yep.
I'm right there with you. What we need to talk about, though, is Xandar. And I'm at that point kind of going to get serious and look at Nordav. And your role in all of this debacle. Debacle is a good word. War. Catastrophe.
Yeah, all those words.
Genocide.
Words.
I don't know. Lots of stuff, right? So, what's up, Nordav?
I suppose I can't lie to you. And I suppose you want the truth. Well, that's why you're here.
That'd be great.
Yep.
That would be probably great, right?
Sure.
I'm going to speak to the point that you made that this is a man's world. I was vice chairman. Of this library before Xandar approached me and came up with the fantastic idea that we should edit the texts of this library to reflect a more modern approach at how this library is going to be run and in turn this entire city.
You tried to change the facts? Seems like a real dereliction of duty there, Nordov.
It might be the facts.
Jimmy?
Jenny. Jenny? So her dad's Jenny. I call her Jenny. She's just like, enough. I was not going to allow this library to be run by a practical centennial.
Smaller words. I don't read a whole lot.
You're old. Doesn't that
the
mean
old,
old
chairman was older than my father.
No, he looks.
He had no idea what was happening in the world.
Gotcha.
And with Xandar's help, I am now running the show, and I have a more modern view of things. And I do not think any knowledge, such as necromancy, is what they believe in Gametta, should be held back. I believe all knowledge, whether it be it might be a double-edged sword, but it should be released to the masses.
A purist, if you will.
I pull out my sword and just look at it and kind of just like drag it on the floor in front of me. He's like, I have a double-edged sword.
It's big, too.
I see that.
Do you know whose sword this is?
That's Krom's old sword, and I can only imagine that my fate is probably going to be similar to his.
Like that's in the air.
That's very up in the air. This is a discussion. There is no assassination here.
Yeah, we're not savages. I stare at her with my barf face. How long has it been, by the way? I think it's been like 8 minutes.
The bark is peeling off of your face.
Yeah, definitely. The bark is, because that lasts for an hour, right?
Or how long? Yeah, an hour.
Yeah, so the bark
I wish it was 8 hours so bad.
No, the bark is starting to peel off like a bad sunburn.
We're not savages.
Hold on. I'm gonna slap him and cast it again.
Okay. So it the bark heals it back onto his face.
Nice.
All right. It sounds like, well, let me rephrase. What's your view of Xander? I know he helped you out with the library and everything, but it sounds like your main goal is just the library and making sure it's run how you believe it should be run.
Yeah, and I also believe that Xandar is doing great things for this entire continent.
Like what? Walk me through that.
Okay.
Explain that one to me.
With 5 separate city-states who have no alliance to each other, do you think that if the Yatarian Navy or the Neverwinter Navy came knocking on, say, Amrakor's Kandoster's wall, do you think that Amrakor itself or Gametta on the coast could stop such a force? A divided Terra is easily conquered. A united one will conquer the entire world. Now, if you want an omelet, you got to crack a few eggs.
I do like omelets.
And that's where you guys lost me. One, I mean, not with the omelet thing. I do like omelets too.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
But one, according to your view, the whole world is a couple of lives doesn't matter, right?
I understand people don't want change, but Neverwinter's united. That whole coastline falls under one banner. The same thing with Yatar to our west. So why can't that happen here? They all had civil wars. It was all bloodied. But now that we're in this modern age where, Neverwinter's united. Oh, Yatar is united. But we stand divided in this land.
Yeah, but all right. I will step in at this point. I understand what you're saying regarding trying to all work together and be a team. I get that. Like us. We're a team, and we were like, we were a real mishmash when we met, so I feel like we've come a long way, so I can relate. But your team uses necromancy and automatons and really loves just like steamrolling and destroying people. And so I feel like I just have this feeling like maybe like just because you're all working together doesn't make it good. Like, you need to work together to do a good thing. It kind of seems like you're doing like a bad thing.
Well, one person's freedom fighter is another person's terrorist. Am I right? Depends where you're looking at it.
What if we offered you a plausible alternative? Because your goal is a unified Terra and a damn good library. Right?
Sure, okay. A safe library.
Sure. What if we offered a different way to unite here?
As a librarian, I am open to the scientific theory. I am open to all ideas. So what is your idea for a unified Terra?
At that point, I'm going to glance at the other six people in the room. And then I'm going to glance back at my companions. And I'm just going to shrug. I'm gonna, like, raise my eyes.
All right, Krugel. Do one of your speeches.
No. Don't.
No, let him have this.
Okay.
He's got it.
The only way Terra can be united truthfully and peacefully is if we return it to the people who it belonged to. Well, we got Terra.
Introduce some of our friends, maybe.
You think so?
That's sort
for
of
this
weird.
Negotiation.
Well, I think that if
I mean, it's, either way, the cover's gonna be blown today, one way or another, right?
I think that I'd rather do that than it doesn't feel right. Jenny.
Yeah, I call her Jenny.
Oh,
yeah, Jenny. Yeah. Jenny.
Hold on a second, though. If something doesn't go well today, the whole continent knows. The whole point of this was an ambush, was to stay.
I get that
concealed, but I knew it wasn't going to last forever.
All right. It's a group call.
Are the dragons in the room with us?
Yeah, yes, in human form.
I think it's time. I think one person's life is worth.
Hold on. Why don't we have each dragon explain?
Well,
explain their point of view.
Do you say dragon?
I'm like,
no,
yeah, I'm like banging my head. Okay,
I probably shouldn't have said that.
So, what? Say what you would say. What?
Well,
I was saying
to like Rathos like privately, I guess, but not realizing
like a sidebar.
Kinda, yeah. Like, what if we have each one of them say why they disagree with her methods of what a good Terra
is. But they're what,
it,
man? What if they don't disagree, and then we've got ourselves into a bigger hole?
Oh, fuck! I forgot about our.
Yeah,
ours are like kind of opposite,
right? Yeah.
Shit.
I mean, if you want yours to talk, Plaz
is just like looking through books.
I just want peace, and I want it not at the hands of death of the death of massive people.
That's
for undead creatures that are now roaming as your army, right? 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 Now I'm mad.
Now you've done it. He's mad. It's so hard to get them all amped up like this.
So Nordev is going to say, you said you wanted to return Terra to the people that it belongs to.
Mm-hmm.
The same people who have done the exact same thing millennia after millennia.
Not the Czars.
No. The Czars were the first ones here, mm-hmm. and then they divided themselves into the Domitians, the Amricorians, the Tenosians, the Gamatians, and the people of Talence's Gate, eventually.
I look at Rathos and be like, should we tell him who it really belongs to? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm at this point, I'm on board, because the only other alternative I see...
I never include Zorob in these thoughts, by the way. I realize, like, fuck what he thinks. It's just about...
The only other alternative I see is that we fight, and... That's not going to end well for...
Well, wait. We could just have them barricade the door, and then we can just take them out easily. We have the power here.
Yeah.
I licked the edge of my sword. Like, it's double-edged.
You're a strange dude sometimes,
yeah,
Krugel.
He is, but that's why why I like him, yeah.
I know.
How, roughly, what size is this room? Asking for a friend.
Are there any desk plants?
How many plants and how big are the books?
I all right. I ask a lot of crappy questions.
There's a purpose.
I'm realizing that.
Who makes the windows? Are these Harveys or Palace?
Anderson, damn it.
Anderson. Yeah. Dude, I don't know. It's 50 by 50, okay?
Damn, that's a big office.
It's a big office.
That's
corner office.
Why don't
we just say
I understand why she did this. She wanted the promotion
wanted the
in the corner
office.
No, I was just wondering, because, like, how big is Plaz?
He's, like, probably, what did I say?
I think he was
50 feet long.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna look at Plaz, and I'm going to say, listen.
Yeah.
Throw into a ball.
Right, listen, do you want, yeah. Do you want, let's get through this. Do you want to do the thing?
And I mean, go, you know, the thing. It's a little cramped in here. I could do the thing,
can
but.
Can you? Yeah, let's do it.
But, wait a minute. Now, I thought, come here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he whispers.
Oh, yeah. And I like a scamper like,
so
over.
He, yeah.
Yeah.
Ski, you go all scamper over. He goes, now Krugel just told everyone that the Jake is going to be up.
Now, right.
I thought the whole point of this plan was that they're not supposed to know.
Yeah, and they weren't supposed to know, but we're making no progress at this point.
Well,
I hear this, I intervene and be like, I can end the progress and just kill her.
An ally is better than a
what makes you guys, think after everything she's going to be on our side?
Listen, real quick, guys. My thought was if we show her how great they are and how returning... I thought the speech was going to go, we can bring them back and show how good they are and unite in a friendly manner.
I was talking about the fairy folk and the magic folk, not the people with us.
What? Yeah, I know. He's one of the Fae. That's my point, is we show her how great they are and say we can bring peace and unite with all the Fae folk coming home instead of the undead zombie automatons.
Okay.
So I was going to show her how cool...
Plazes. I mean, I can do it. I might knock some walls out. I don't think they're load-bearing, but I will knock them out. I mean, I'm kind of a big boy.
Is this... Rathos, is this what you want?
It sounds like we should go outside. I guess my thought was, like, if the jig is up, the jig is up, and let's start thinking about after this whole war and battle, and let's start thinking about how we want to get it done, right? And sure, we can go and we could wipe pretty much all of Terra off the face of the earth if we want to. Yeah. But it seems like there's a better way. And in order to achieve that better way, we're probably going to have to sacrifice a little bit of the surprise.
Yeah.
And
I was going to say, let's sacrifice her.
No.
She sounds like she's, despite our past differences, wants the same thing, if you catch my drift.
A better Terra.
And what we want, which is on the opposite sides. And we just don't think it's genocide, destruction, death, and more death.
She's been only shown one option. Mm-hmm. Let's show her
the other option. Yeah. And let make the person who's a leader of knowledge make a decision.
Yep.
If she doesn't decide with us, do we kill her?
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Okay. Like,
So she has really no choice.
Okay. Well, she's got a choice.
She's got a choice.
Not a good one.
Okay. Fuck it.
Yeah, so...
Okay, I want to call the other two. Alnok and Sawal.
And Rintog.
And Rintog and be like...
I think we need to step outside.
Yeah, let's go outside.
Yeah.
Smithy, you want to see something cool?
Yeah, I've been around, so I've seen a couple
things.
This
is right, something on, you and no one has ever seen before.
Never?
I mean,
never.
Someone's seen it at some point.
Well, someone's seen it, but not you. Let's not go, anyone here.
Let's go have a day.
Let's. All right.
All right.
So Jenny, come on. Let's go have a day.
You can bring your escort guards.
What is outside that you need to show me? What can't you show me in here?
Well,
it takes away from it if we say it. So just come on. Listen.
At this point, go, no, please.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You, go.
Okay. Yeah, at this point, come on.
Make a persuasion check.
All of us are just them.
Did you try and convince her?
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I put the curse sword, like, I hope I have a sheath or something. I'm going to put the curse sword away and kind of hold my hand and say, like, just...
Yeah, so...
21.
Damn.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Oh, I didn't...
Well, you're talking to her dad.
I'm talking to her dad, yeah. I got a 12.
Okay, well, she's really biting on Zorob's persuasion check, but she's...
Oh, okay.
God! Oh, this day can't get any worse. I have so much work to do. Fine. Guards, open the door, please. Escort us outside. These 9 need to show us something. Please make sure that you gather all the guards before you do. So one of the guards, the commander, like, yells to one of his other guards, go grab a bunch of other guards. So
just like that.
Just like that. Go grab another. But you got it, boss man. And so
it's just NPC bullshit.
This is going really well.
So, fine. You walk outside. So, as you go outside, you see that there are at least a dozen more guards that are, you know, they're still putting on their armor. They've come out of a barrack from somewhere. And they're like, whoa, what's going on? And then people are kind of, like, starting to notice things.
I'm going to elbow Rathos and be like, the whole fucking city's going to know. Word's going to get out.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the point, though, at this point, right? Like,
we're going to just...
Unity.
We're going to pull down our pants and be like, check out this.
Yeah. Well,
kind of.
We just did it in the last city, so... It,
yeah, you know.
Yeah, the last city was under attack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen.
We're attacking this city, so let's do it a little bit better than the other people.
Yeah. With finesse.
So, Nordov just, yep, let's go outside. She follows you all outside. Smithy's kind of like pretty happy. So is Plaz. He's like, well, I kind of like this guy. Yeah. I like this guy too. He's like, really cool, man.
Yeah,
I
mean, he's a cool guy.
So, yeah, they're
Smithy and Plaz are just chatting.
Yeah, they're just chatting it up. You know, I'm sure he's chatting with Rathos as well as you all have outside. Day. So Smithy's like, yeah, I mean, what do you got?
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do?
What do you guys got? So Nordov is just standing there, you know, she's holding the bridge of her nose in her hand.
I was just doing the same thing.
She's,
I was
sitting here like this. What? Okay.
Krugel and Nordov are doing the same thing.
Oh my god.
We're outside. What?
And I cast Skyrite.
I say to Sektar, I'm like, Sektar, just eat me.
And so I'm gonna cast Skyrite, and it's just gonna say dragons. And then I'm gonna, so as it kind of as it poofs, I'm gonna be like, guys, do the thing. And it goes. Poof.
Oh, now?
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 Yeah,
okay, now, guys, now. And then, same thing as last time. Do you want all the dragons to do it, or just all of them?
All of them.
Don't tell my dragon what to do.
So, they just shrug, and you know, they don't know that Sawal or Alanok are still there, unless you told them to come with you.
I didn't tell him to come with me. I feel like it's are those nothing wrong with having
those
an ace
up your
sleeve.
Those are the two I said to come.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, he did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so you told him to come with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So the six dragons that you brought, Alanok, Sawal, Rintog, Plaz, Sektar, and Rushhorn. Boom, 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 boom. And, of course, Rushhorn is the last one to do it because his wings whoosh, encase, like, everyone. And the people around you, there's this gasp, and people are screaming, and people drop to their knees. Some of the guards drop to their knees and start praying, and some, like, oh my gosh, the dragons have returned to Terra, and Nordov is standing mouth agape, and so is her dad, Smithy, and he's just, well, there's something you don't see every day.
Yeah.
Wow. That look. Wow. And Nordov is.
Now, see, aren't you glad we brought him outside? That library was going to be in rough shape.
You can always learn something new, Nordov, Jenny.
I suppose you can. And she looks at her dad, and her dad looks at her like, ha, I never seen no shit like this before.
Yeah, so this was like our take on it was we're trying to create a new peaceful world. We went all the way up to Nabet, and we found the dragons, right? So we brought them back, and we found other fae folk. And they've just been hiding because they're scared. Like, and they're lonely. They miss this world. They want to come back, and they just want to reunite and live happily together. It's a big group, right? Right? Right, guys?
This is their world.
Close,
not
close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Close enough. So we brought, like, a few flamethrowers back, and we're just trying to make it right and show everyone how awesome they are. And no more necromancy stuff. That's like that's not a good way to unite everyone.
Sorry, did you make come up it with a nickname for our dragons?
Yeah, flamethrowers. Yeah.
Okay, that's yeah. Cool.
Nice.
She's.
Okay. Is this working?
So a couple things.
Yeah, can we get an inside check? Or
so I picture like the camera, like, wow, like she goes like a couple things. One, you're telling me that you went all the way to Nabet. And as the camera's focused on Nordov, she's talking to you behind her. Smithy's just like, wow. He's just blown away. He just takes a sip of a flask and he puts it back in his pocket. He's like, I mean, and he's like looking at Plaz, and Plaz's like, I know, right? I'm a dragon. Could you believe that I'm a dragon? I didn't. I just don't even believe in myself. Sometimes I wake up, I'm like, wow, I'm a dragon. This is pretty sweet, man. So it's just like this constant flow of just communication back and forth. But so back to Nordov, she goes, so you went to Nibet.
Yes.
So, and you three are the Dragon Riders. That's what you're telling me. You,
I climb on Sektar and I mount him and have him hover up. Just be like, I'm riding him.
Yep. Okay. So, you
it's
three.
Not bullshit.
You three are the Dragon Riders.
It's nuts. I know. That's kind of what I said when they told us that too. Apparently, everyone else sort of knew it was like coming, but. Yeah, we ride dragons now.
It wasn't even that hard, really.
No.
They were just like, oh, we have to.
So, when you say that, Rushhorn turns.
Really?
I'm trying to. Let me run with it, okay?
So, Nordov says, and because you have dragons,
yep.
Suddenly you're what? So what? How is your plan different?
Well, you're still alive. So, step one, we're trying to do it in a different way because Xandar's killed a lot of people. Still killing a lot of people.
He's stopped oppression, but he's never just outright killed people.
I start losing it.
Oh, really? Do you know what happened in Gemetta? About, like, how many months has it been?
There was an uprising there. There were insurgents that struck out against Xandar's rule.
You mean the city was swarmed by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of zombies?
Also, you say he stopped oppression.
I believe the zombies were let loose in response to you three trying to break out a tried criminal.
Oh. I can't believe we're having this conversation. There's how many dragons are flying around?
I mean,
there's six dragons.
I can have this dragon eliminate you right now. Why are you giving me attitude?
I'm not giving you attitude. I'm giving you the facts.
There are no, those are not the facts.
Those are not the facts.
Those are your opinions.
Those are your opinions.
Of how someone
were you there?
Something.
We were there. Were you there?
I read the transcripts.
Oh, transcripts. Archmage? Can't be
because those can't be modified or edited, right?
I've only seen it in your library before.
Was Archmage Morif not tried in a court of Gemetta, of Xandarian law? Was he not found guilty of the charges levied at him?
Yeah, except
was he
Gemetta
not?
Law was thrown out the window and forced with Xandarian law.
Well, Xandarian law was that necromancy is not a crime.
Right, and Gemetta is laws where necromancy is a crime, so you guys decide to throw your laws just to find a loophole to throw him in prison.
It's not
also, we saw him behead a guy.
That's true.
That's very true.
Also, your friend Dr. Bassa?
Murdered.
It's pronounced Madurdered.
I have no recollection. I have no records of that.
Bam! We saw it.
Yeah, we saw it.
Saw him give a flash from his finger. Boom, dead. That's your fate from Xandar. Once he's done with you, you're done.
Make a persuasion check.
That was pretty good.
14.
Does he still have his whatchamacallit?
He does. He does still have your bardic inspiration.
Yeah.
You do still have your bardic inspiration.
Is that
blast.
A 1d8?
Yeah.
5.
19. So, she... She glances at her dad, and her dad's like... Dragons! They're here. I don't know what to tell you. This one's great. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to go with you and be on your team? Is that it? Do you want me to see what you guys have?
No. We just want you to run the fucking library.
Well, I kind of wanted you on our team. We don't want her on our team.
What's she going to do?
Run the library.
Stab us
we
in
want
the
her
back
to run. Yeah, we want
chance.
Her on our team, but we want you running the library. We want you doing what you want to do. We just want to unify Terra in a different way. We want you to run the library.
With the living, not the dead.
You got it.
So do you want me to go back and outlaw necromancy again?
Yes.
You didn't. You never put it in the law. You outlawed that knowledge, right?
I made that knowledge...
Accessible.
Accessible.
I think that we could probably come up with a middle ground there, right?
A like compromise.
A compromise. That's it. Thank you. You're very smart.
It's called necromancy
light. Maybe we can keep records of who's accessing it, because it feels like, I'm so sorry, Zorob, but there's a certain way that it should be done, bringing somebody back.
Yep.
Right. Yep. And I think that's probably
it's called never.
Probably power that not everyone should have, because if everyone does have it.
Chaos.
Which is what you don't want, right? So we can work on that. But also we've seen Xandar do some horrible shit. So we got to put a pin in that one first. We got to fix that problem.
And what is your plan?
And then you know what? Maybe Terra can be run by Terrans. Maybe we can, your whole plan is what? You want to unify everybody?
Yes.
Maybe each city can elect an official and you guys figure out how the hell you want to run.
We'll give it back to the people.
Your Bane voice.
Demissa's not part of Terra. Demissa is Domissa. There is no more Terra. It's 5 independent nations.
Yeah, but we're trying to fix that.
No, that's
No. No. Because there's going to be this fight for power throughout the whole continent. What if it becomes five different separate nations itself? And it's like, that way everyone can be unified in their own city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the issue there, though, is, like you were talking, you know, what if Neverwinter or, like, some of these other people will come and take over Terra? And the whole point was we were trying to unify
Terra. You're from Neverwinter. Would they, do they have this?
Oh, yeah, they got a huge fucking navy.
They want to conquest the world, though? Shady ass shit.
You never know.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Yatar's not like that. From I
How
mean,
would you know? You haven't been there in forever.
Because they're worried about military coups in their own nation.
All right. We've gotten really off the subject.
Yeah. You guys are all over the place. Yeah. So, all right. Here's the deal.
Enlighten me, tree elf.
How long has it been?
You can tell like, we're really.
I want to look normal again.
I actually didn't say that because of the park skin. Oh. I just thought because you're a wood elf.
It's
probably been about 30 minutes. You got 30 more minutes. Being
okay, great.
Wood elf.
So, we are. Sorry, Krugel. I think we are trying to unite somehow, right? Like maybe they can have some separation, but for the most part, one big happy family here. Okay? Wouldn't it be so cool if there were dragons and fey folk and you could learn about them and write more books about them and have more knowledge about the fey world that's not hundreds of years old? Wouldn't that be a better world than one where you're hiding inside because, you know, your leader's like trying to burn everything to the ground and he's letting like mutant automaton things blast everyone and everyone's living in fear?
I tell the story of how Krom came into power by defeating Conan, about how it was their rule was if you yielded, the fight was over, and he said, "Hail Xandar," and stabbed him. And I don't really remember if the "Hail Xandar" part was true. I added that, but for
so there are
the story.
There are two issues.
No, oh, there are six behind us. Sorry.
There are two issues with your argument.
Look at Rush one. He just called you an issue, dude.
Yes. Yes, it would be great, but it would also be great if I could study these dragons and not have to worry about an outside power coming over and burning this library to the ground because they don't agree with it.
Yeah, but the dragons can protect that. We have dragons
against
now.
An entire navy? Against an entire
land
army? Aren't
you a landlocked central?
We are.
Oh, then why? What navy?
The navy gets here first, and then the soldiers
How?
Come.
It's land!
Are you listening?
Sektar, help me out, man.
The Navy shows up first, and then the armies show up. I can go show you a dozen history books where a divided landmass is conquered by a greater one. So yes, Zorob, I would love to study these magnificent beasts, and I would love to do so safely.
Don't call them beasts. Krugel? What?
You brought up how the power was transferred from King Conan to Krom. While, again, I wasn't there, but I did read the transcripts, it was apparent that Krom yielded. Now, do you think that the people there would have really respected that yielding? Would they have accepted Krom as their new king? Or would they have just allowed Conan to go into hiding and then stage a coup, much like Yatar does?
I hate Yatar. I don't know what you're talking about.
It is a backwards and ancient
way of doing things. And unfortunately, bringing this world into the current era, into the current age, is a birthing process. And it is messy and bloody.
It's also a murder process, not just a birthing. There's death before life in your plan.
More to the point, I'm not sure the your current path. You sound very logical, and you're very correct, right? I get the Navy thing. I get the unifying thing. I get that things, you know, you got to, as you say, break a few eggs to make an omelet, which I hate because I don't believe that the means justify the ends. But also, you don't have a better option. We're the best option. So you're very logical. You're very correct. Xandar's got to build everything you want, and just like we would have to build everything you want if we, I mean, if we win, right? So at some point, you got to start somewhere.
Yes.
I don't see any reason why it shouldn't be starting with this and with them.
The only point that you've made so far that convinces me is your story that I seemingly believe that Dr. Bossa was murdered. Those dragons could turn around and eat you at some point. Now, we could, these automatons, as you call them, these metal soldiers, answer to their officers. They are machines, and they do exactly as we command them to do.
Not we, they, him.
Sure.
I guess under our plan, we would be we. We would, not us, but Terrans.
Yeah.
We would give it back to the people, and you guys would create the land that you want, or the world that you want.
Say we go with your plan, and if enough people still want Xandar to rule, and we all vote on it as a democracy, then what?
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Forgot to tell Rathus. Forgot to tell about the part that there's 10 dragons, and they each have a territory.
Yeah,
and they would rule over. They'll keep the peace. Back to Dr. Boss's story. I'm talking.
So Krugly.
Dr. Boss, right? They used him to find a way to get to Nabet. Once they found a way to get past the obstacle, they're like, we have no need for him anymore. And instead of just letting him go back to Demissa to study, they executed him. Why? Because that's how he operates. You think that's better than what the existing thing is or what the way Terrans want it? They don't want to just serve a purpose and then be killed for it. He should have been back in his office. Like, I figured out how to get to Nabet. This is fantastic. We can learn all about it. Instead, he was killed for it. That doesn't sound just to me.
I can't speak for certain. I can say that Dr. Bossa was a gifted doctor, albeit quite a bit eccentric. It's sad to see him go, and especially in that such a gruesome manner as you describe it.
Well, he kind of went quickly, but anyways.
Jenny, you're really starting to wear me down here a little bit because I don't know what you want me to do.
I'm getting to the point where... If you don't side with us, I'm gonna have my dragon burn all your books.
I mean, like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it either. But also, we could lock you. I mean, I don't know. We have the power here, and we're trying to do things the right way. So I don't think it necessarily means we need to have to kill you, but I also don't think it means that you should. I'm not even sure why we're really only talking to you. And I want to look around. Are there other Demissians?
Yeah, there's still people. Like, people are totally starting to gather now.
Yeah, so I'm
just watching our argument.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not even sure why we're only focused on you. And I'm like, look around the crowd and be like, what do you guys want? Do you guys know what's going on? Like,
there's murmurs in the crowds. And
they're just like
dumbstruck, right? Because there's dragons, dude. Like, we've never seen those. They're like, there's legends come true.
There's more to life than what you just read in books. Books have opinions. This is reality.
I don't know what to do because I can't in good conscience kill her because she just has a different opinion.
I have no reason to kill her.
Wrong,
she hasn't attacked me.
But different of opinion. That said, I will lock her ass up and...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, you are putting us in a very difficult position here because we can't just let you go. You either kind of need to side with us or we got to do stuff.
Why not? Why can't we just let her go?
Because she's just going to go to Xandar and she's going to tell him we have all these dragons.
It's out now. I mean, look around.
Oh, yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
People are taking pictures with their phones and shit.
Well, I go to Razor's. Well, there's ways around that. We leave one behind and they enforce martial law.
Yeah. that's
the other option.
I guess I don't want to do that,
right? A prisoner in your
own city,
right?
I mean, if we're trying to do the right thing.
Three choices.
Let her make her own choice. If she wants to run to Xandar, that's fine. And
you know
let him know we're coming for you.
Yeah. All right. I like that.
Or you can stay here and
I like that.
Fight for Terra.
But I have a caveat, all right? We can let you go, but if you choose to go and you choose to stay with Xandar, when we're done with all this, The library won't be yours.
It might not even be standing, actually.
Yeah, that's fair.
So you're going to level this library?
Well, I really like books. I have a lot of history with books, so I'll probably like keep the library. But it,
I will
won't be yours.
Deposed.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah, so that's your choice. Sure, we'll let you go, right? Is that fair, guys?
I think that's great.
Yeah. Krugel?
I'm overruled.
Okay.
Smithy is walking around, and he's been listening to this whole thing. And he goes, Jenny, this is a hard decision to make, love. This is a very hard decision. I mean, I see both sides of the coin. I've watched you, you know, come up through the ranks, and you're finally running it, and boy, along comes the spider, right? I don't know. He's going to walk over to Zorob. You're the last to speak. And he's going to pull out a necklace, and he hands you the necklace. And he says, this was my late wife's necklace. This was Jenny's mother's necklace. Okay, and she's not one for jewelry. My wife was my piece, and I want you to have this because I want you and your team to find peace. And he holds it out for you.
I will graciously accept this offer, and I thank you so much for it. That means a lot to us. I think you should try to talk to her because it sounds like...
I believe that we want the same thing. I believe that Jenny wants the same thing you all want, but it's the driving force behind her that is the disagreement. So...
You mean she's scared?
What is that driving force?
She's scared.
She want her mom back?
No. She has what she's wanted. She understands that her mom probably won't come back. Even with as powerful as Xandar claims to be, I don't know if we could bring her back or not. But she is in charge of this fantastic, magnificent library. But if you're threatening to take that away from her when all of this ends, I don't know if that's going to convince her to be on your side. Or if you would drive, that would drive her back to Xandar. But she will do what she can. I will do what I can to convince her that your side is altruistic and you are the Dragon Riders. You are mythical legends come to life. And Xandar just claims to be a god himself. So Genuelin is going to say, where can I find you?
Under that assumption, we don't need to find you, which means you're not with Xandar and you're still here over the library. And your need to find us would be to do what exactly? To talk to us?
Yes.
Help us? To communicate? Great. That's awesome.
You guys got any sending stones?
Yeah. Does anyone have a sending stone? Anyone? I'm out of minutes.
I believe one can be found. And she goes, Latish. And she's, yes, ma'am. Yes. And she, you know, obviously appears from a pillar or something. Will you please go get my personal sending stone? Yes, right away. Runs inside, grabs the sending, comes back. Sending stone looks just like yours.
Hey! Give me your digits.
Don't you dare. You said to Leticia.
Oh,
how dare you?
She has the pair of sending stones.
I meant
hands
Jenny.
One to Rathos. Says, 25 words a day. Since you called for it, you know how it works.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ooh, you got one too.
Yeah.
Sucks official. To be you, Zorob. You don't get a Thendic Dome.
I'm behind the times, but I can skywrite, so it's fine.
Blowing smoke signals. All right. Sounds good. You know, I ultimately think you just had to back a winner because you want to be in charge of the library, so I think you picked the right choice. My last question is, what exactly were you helping Xandar with?
Xandar wants to rule this continent, and I have been helping him clandestinely, covertly, overtly identify the weaknesses in all these city-states and exploit them. We don't want to hurt people, so we amplify their weaknesses. We show them the errors in their ways, in their thinking, their illogical ways of thinking, the old way of thinking, and introduce them to the new ways of thinking. Gametta, necromancy.
Jenny, you're a very opinionated person. Where's Xandar right now?
I'm not sure of where he is. If I had to guess, I would say Talence's Gate.
Killing me, Smalls. Yes, Krugel.
I want to try. I'm going to do something that might piss everyone off.
That's
do
all right. It. Go for it.
I'm debating in my head right now if I try to kill her or not.
I mean, listen, it's your character.
You, yeah.
I'm watching, but I'm just like, she sounds like she's very dictatorish and like, oh, easily manipulated herself, huh? So like, how much influence does she really have? And she's like, they're this elitist attitude, and I'm just like, so I'm gonna ask, like, what makes you think your way of thinking for the rest of the world is best?
What have I described that's illogical?
You don't understand that there are other cultures in this universe, world, than just what you believe in.
I understand that. And the other cultures keep them separated and weak.
So it's about power, not yes. knowledge. I thought you were about knowledge.
I am about knowledge. Through knowledge is power. If you understand something, you can bend it to your will.
So you're all about knowledge, right?
Yes.
And taking advantage of those in other places and lands that don't have the same knowledge and manipulate them to your will.
Yes, which is uniting them. All that right. is my will.
That's Ooh. All I needed to hear. And I'm going to try and kill her. I'm going to try and stab. I'm just going to walk up to her and just get up. I'm going to get off Sektar and walk up to her and try and stab her. Unless someone wants to try to stop me, who was in
Not
my
really.
Party.
After she said that, I'm kind of with you a
Smithy's
little bit.
Smithy's going to walk up and say, I would appreciate if you didn't murder my daughter in front of me.
Did you hear what she just said?
I understand.
Yeah, that sounds pro-Xandar to me, and it sounds like, okay, I'll put my sword away and be like, I can just have him do it. And you'll be with her.
I'm going to step in front of him, too.
In front of?
I'm going to step in front of Smithy and Nordov. And in I'm going to face Krugel.
Krugel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm standing next
I'm
to Krugel.
Terrified, yeah. I understand. I get it. I do.
You heard that, right?
I heard it. I understand. I get it.
Sounds like she's not going to be convinced.
I understand that. Yeah, okay. I think she's convinced to work on her own self-interest at this time. But I understand what you're saying. And I understand that feeling. And I also understand it that we may need to alter what we just agreed upon. Because I don't think... I'm not sure if letting you... run around and continue on how you're continuing on is for the best.
She now knows what we have and doesn't sound like she's going to cooperate very well because she's just here to manipulate the other cities to get what she wants.
Yeah, I understand that. Like I said, I understand we have a difference of opinion.
Again, all I want is unification for defense from the outside powers.
Yeah, but your way of getting it?
It's no different than our way, right? She's just working for an asshole. She's finding weaknesses, she's exploiting them. We do the same thing.
What? Me?
Yes.
I'm upset.
Open your eyes.
I'm upset. I sheathe my sword and I walk back to Sektar and say to the dead forest then and I leave. I'm so mad.
Okay.
So I just leave you guys there. I'm just like, I'm all right, I've said all I can say. You guys finish it from here and I'm just gonna
look at Zorob then and see what he's about to do.
Listen. A lot of times you have mentored me and you end up being right, Rathos. You have a lot of experience because you're so old.
That's fair.
Yep. I got a little emotional with Krugel. You know, I was with him. I have no idea what's right or wrong at this point. You're a guy that's all about right. I'm going to side with you and do what you say at this point. But I will say, if something goes wrong with her at any point, I will burn her library to the ground. Or just keep all the books, I don't know.
That's fair, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go talk to Krugel. Jenny, Smithy, it's been a blast.
Points, does a double point.
Jenny, don't fuck us. Keep running the library. If you do screw us over, Zorob and Plaz are unfortunately going to come and burn down the library, which we obviously don't want. So I know we want a unified Terra. There's a certain way that we're going to do it, and... quite frankly, we're going to leave you with no choice because we're going to cut the head off the snake of the other option you have. So hop on board or get out of our way. And then I'm going to walk away.
And then so I'm hovering with Sektar and
back.
I swear.
Hey, man, fuck no. You.
And another thing.
No, arrow.
I lean to Sektar and say, turn around, but stay where you are. And I say, give them your best fire show you can in the sky right now.
Okay.
To try to intimidate them because I am not about this right now and I need to make a fucking point.
not that good. Roll a 12 plus a 1.
Okay, Sektar, can you try a little can you try a little harder, please? You're making me look bad. I'll pick another dragon. I didn't sign no T's and C's. I can switch them.
Jeez. So he's like, I don't know what you want.
I wanted you to blow a giant fire.
I did a 13.
Okay, can you blow a little fire and I'll shoot like a wraith shot into it, make it blow up?
Oh, do that.
Yeah, that's can you just shoot a little?
Sorry, so we...
I rolled a 17. Does that hit?
Yeah, that's
okay. Better. So I hit the fire he fire shoots and makes it go...
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger.
A little firework. Ooh, oh, it's nothing special. Okay, yeah.
I'm done. I'm flying back. I'm flying back to the Death Force. I've left her.
Flying back.
I am. I don't know what you guys are. Yeah.
I said I'd follow you. Come on, Krugel. Come on.
I say, hold on. And I say, Ringtalk. Right? That's his name?
Her name. Yes, Ringtalk.
Do you think you can kind of keep an eye on the city and see if they send anyone out towards Xandar? Let us know right away.
That would be a job for Sawal or Alanok.
All right. I look at them and I go, Alanok, if we need message, you claim to be the fastest. Sawal, we're going to need you for other things that are much important too, so don't take it personally. Can you, like, be the messenger in case they send word, it seems like they're rallying, or something that's not going our way?
You said Alanok?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. She was. Of course I can. I can get to the Dead Forest as fast as... Well, anyone. Faster.
I'm aware. It's not a pissing contest with Sawal. Can you stop that, please? I'm losing my patience. I just want to kind of kill people right now. So.
Yes, I will stay behind.
Thank you. Sawal, fly with Sektar and me for a second.
Sure. So I'm assuming you all leave at this point. So you are all airborne?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time to leave. Yeah, but as I'm flying away, I'm screaming to Latish, I'll be back for you.
I have your number. Yeah, right.
So you were all flying. You wanted Sawal to fly next to Ringtalk and Sektar.
Yeah.
Okay, that was it?
I just wanted to be like, you guys need to help me here. Like, I'm going to lose it. Like, why shouldn't I just go back there and kill her?
Sektar pipes up as he's flying south, and he says, again, that would not make you any better than Xandar.
Nah, it's fair, but at the same time, she's working for him and is manipulating people, and I feel like she needs to be neutralized.
There is no but. If you want to differentiate yourself from Xandar, you cannot be exactly like him.
You just say I'm like Xandar?
No, I'm not. I'm saying if you were to go and murder the person you were attempting to convince that Xandar is a bad guy, you would become a bad guy.
Okay, Sektar, I understand. You're a big dragon, and I have to listen partially.
You don't have to listen to me. You are the dragon. You're part of the dragon.
Okay, we tried the peaceful way. If we're now going to keep an eye on her, if she acts up against our interest, if I decide to say, Sektar, let's go, assassination run in the middle of the night while they're sleeping, will you support that or no?
I am under your command. So yes, I will support it.
Okay.
However, if
why don't you think like I do?
If she makes no moves against us, and then you still want to assassinate her.
I just said if she makes a move.
Nope. If she does make a move, that is one thing.
I need someone to justify my crazy thoughts in this world. And I can't trust those two at the moment because they think differently. And I'm saying I don't want to strike blood first, but those who usually strike blood first usually end up on top. So, capiche? Capiche. Yeah? That's Italian. I don't know if you know that. It's like a goblin dialect. I've tried it before. It doesn't work very well, but...
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. That.
By the way, Sawal?
Yeah.
I keep sending her because I don't like her attitude, and yours is much more positive to be around, and I'm full of negativity right now. So I'm trying to meditate like Zorob told me, but it's all failing. I need a drink. Somebody get me a drink.
We can arrange that.
Thank you.
Krugel. And I appreciate you telling me that I bring positivity.
I think blue is a lot cooler than white, FYI, but don't tell her I said that.
Thank you. And she does a barrel when she's flying. She's kind of like, you know, you complimented her tail before, and she's like,
oh, that's true. I did say nice tail.
Do a barrel roll.
Yeah. So I almost picked you.
So she's kind of she's starting to blush a little bit. So oh, the red,
does
the
she
blue,
blush blue, or
well,
purple?
Ooh, yeah, purple. Starting to get a little purple in the cheeks. Ooh. She's blushing.
Nice.
So,
but oh my God, I've fallen in love with the dragon.
Yeah, well, it happens. How do you think there's dragonborns? Anyways, and with that, you all fly south and you land back at the Dead Forest, and Group is there. And he says, so, how'd it go? And that's where we'll end. So, thank you, listeners, for tuning in to another episode of Almost D&D. The theme song we use is The Red Dragon Inn by Derek and Brandon Fichter. All background ambiences and in-game music is provided by Michael Gelfie Studios. You can listen to us anywhere you can find a podcast. For our website, email, and social media, check out our Linktree link in the episode description. We would like to give a shout-out to @ThatCoffeeLock on Instagram. Provided us with the old Alpha Sword that was dropped by Sam.
I'm still carrying.
Yes, which Rathos is still carrying. Thank you so much. @ThatCoffeeLock on Instagram. Thank you so much for the item. It's a fantastic item, and who knows what Rathos will be doing with it. This podcast is directly supported by our patrons, such as Sam Sculpts. Thank you so much. Without your support, this podcast would not be possible. If you want to support us, our Almost a Hero tier starts at just $1 a month, where you get access to Post D&D, where the cast discusses what just happened in each episode. Want to influence our campaign? Join our Almost a Master tier for just $5 a month. Most of the time, I am your host and Dungeon Master, Devin Allard. Rotating clockwise around this large and egregiously sized table, we have...
I'm Rob as Zorob.
Chris as Krugel.
And I'm Jeff as Rathos.
We will see you all next time.